Creating and managing a partnership involves choosing the appropriate form of joint ownership, establishing a capital reserve, documenting the partnership, and communicating with your partners. In many cases, you're entitled to compensation for managing the property and sponsoring the partnership venture. Before you approach investors about joining you in the purchase of a property, you must carefully consider the type of joint ownership you'll be using. There are several types to choose from when you're buying property with partners, including joint ventures, general partnerships, limited partnerships, land trusts, and limited liability companies, and you need to be familiar with each one to determine which one is going to be best for your particular situation. Let's look at them. A joint venture is nothing more than a group of people who get together for one specific investment. The investors take title of the property in their own names and divide ownership among themselves. In doing so, they're considered tenants in common. Each person has an undivided interest in the property. That is, if they own 10%, they don't own a specific 10%. They each own 10% of the entire property. A general partnership is very much like a joint venture, except that the federal government recognizes a general partnership as a reporting entity for tax purposes. The partners can take title of the property in their own names, or in most states, they can take title of the property in the name of the general partnership. A limited partner is still another type of joint ownership. By law, limited partnerships must have at least one general partner and one limited partner. Usually, the general partner is the one who finds the property, and the limited partners are the investors. The general partner is responsible for the day-to-day management and business affairs of the limited partnership. The limited partners are restricted by law from taking part in the management of the business. While the general partner has unlimited liability with regard to the business, the limited partners are liable only to the extent of the cash they invested, or any notes payable to the limited partnership, or any cash distributions they have realized from the partnership. Now, you can see why limited partnerships are attractive to investors. They like the limited liability, and they're willing to sacrifice control in order to achieve it. Still another form of joint ownership is a land trust. Most states permit this type of trust. Any partners brought into a land trust become beneficiaries of the trust. Under a land trust agreement, the trustee deals with the property, manages it, and sells it at the direction of the beneficiaries. An important benefit of having real estate in the name of a land trust is that the beneficial interest is looked upon as personal property. Therefore, transferring that property to another person is not only very easy but inexpensive as well, and it eliminates the hassle of probate upon your death. A land trust also allows you to bring in partners who want to remain anonymous. Only the trustee's name appears on the public records, not the name of the beneficiaries. It provides a limited level of protection against suits and claims. The limited liability company, which I'll refer to from now on as an LLC, is not a corporation, but it does offer many of the same advantages. Many small business owners and entrepreneurs prefer limited liability companies because they combine the limited liability protection of a limited partnership with the so-called pass-through taxation of a sole proprietorship or a general partnership. However, if the associates freely transfer their interests and the organization is operated through centralized management, it may be taxed as a corporation. Transferability of interest is present if each member can substitute a person who is not a member without the consent of the other members. Centralized management is present if the management of the LLC is carried out by a non-member board instead of the members having continuing exclusive authority to make management decisions. By adopting the LLC form of organization and prohibiting free transferability of interest and centralized management, you can enjoy the taxation pass-through benefits while limiting your liability. Regardless of the type of joint ownership you choose, you should always provide yourself with some insurance, so to speak, by establishing a financial reserve when you initially solicit capital contributions from partners. This extra money should be put into a bank account for use in case of an emergency. Although partners are frequently excited about investing in a new property, they are usually very reluctant to invest additional money should problems with a property develop after the purchase. A reserve provides important protection for you when unforeseen repairs or maintenance items require additional cash. Regardless of whether you take title in the name of a joint venture, a general partnership, a limited partnership, a land trust, or an LLC, a written agreement should outline the partner's responsibilities and liabilities. If one member of the partnership, probably you, is going to be responsible for the day-to-day management, A management agreement should be part of the overall agreement. When investors take title to a property in a name other than their own, for example, in the name of a partnership, notice must be filed under the Fictitious Names Act of the state in which the partnership is formed. While filing this notice can vary depending on the jurisdiction, it usually involves registration at the county clerk's office and running an ad in a newspaper 4 consecutive times. This provides notice to the world that the partners are operating under a fictitious name, and it gives the partnership a personality for lawsuit purposes and other notices. If you're the manager of a partnership, make sure you communicate with your partners. This is especially true if you manage the property because you're responsible for its operating success or failure. Managers of partnerships often neglect this duty. At least once a quarter, you should send operating data about the property to your partners. You should also send them a short note each month, perhaps accompanied by a newspaper or magazine article relating to real estate or the money market. Hardly a day goes by that the Wall Street Journal does not include an article suitable for clipping and sending to your partners. This will let them know that you're alive and well, and presumably that the property is also. As a sponsor or manager of a partnership venture, there are several ways in which you can receive compensation. If your state allows you to receive an acquisition fee without having a real estate license, you might be able to take a fee of several thousand dollars each time you purchase a property. If you manage the property, you're also entitled to a property management fee. Here again, you may be required to be licensed. During the ownership phase, you participate pro rata based on your ownership percentage in any equity buildup and perhaps even some of the cash flow from the property. When the property is sold, you'll receive a portion of the profit. Unless you have a real estate license, it would be improper for you to take any additional commission or fee at the time the property is sold.